let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we are on the eve of the spring equinox with about 3 inches of snow here. And I wonder, you have snow in your area? It doesn't feel like spring yet. It did 2 weeks ago when we were in the middle of February. My guest tonight is the wonderful astrologer Mark Dodich. He's known all over the country and he is amazing. And we're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about what's coming with the weather, and we're going to talk about things happening between March and June of 2017. Good evening, Mark.
Hi there. Happy equinox.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. We've been real busy. People have been getting colds because of this weather, and a lot of them have been in the blahs. And what can we do to help them out of that, Mark?
Well, they could come out to Oregon where the tulips have come up. That would be the first thing.
Well, mines were starting. I don't know if they're going to make it. We had snow on top of it once they started to grow.
Well, what I'll tell them is to be patient, because in the spring equinox chart, which we cast for the next 3 months, the fire element is very strong. And as you know, we count fire, earth, air, and water, and there's an overemphasis of fire, which means if you're passionate about what you're doing, it's gung-ho. And if you're doing things that, shall we say, you're doing because you have to or you should or because you've always done them but your heart isn't there anymore, going to be problematic. So we all need to get in touch with what makes us passionate, what gets the juices flowing, what gets that fiery energy going in us.
But doesn't that have something to do with the Grand Cross that we're about to have again?
It is indeed. And for the past couple of months, it's been kind of hovering. And for those who don't know all the astrological terms, a Grand Cross is, remember when you were kids with the coloring book, if you connected the dots, well, it would look like a grand cross, a big cross in the sky. Initially, it feels like you're being pulled apart in four different directions, you know, drawn and quartered. And theoretically and hopefully, once that happens, the universe reintegrates you and puts you back together in a better way.
Yeah, because when you get pulled apart, you really have to let go.
Absolutely.
And if you try to hang on, it gets worse.
And what are you done with would be a good question for each person to ask, is what just no longer resonates with me?
And everybody's going through it. So I did want to talk about that. And Venus retrograde, Mercury is about to retrograde. We have all these things happening. It gets pretty exciting, even though it may feel like a slowdown right now. Don't you think, Mark?
It's kind of slow and fast all at the same time as the way I'm experiencing it. It's like the world is changing around me and I just have to adapt and adjust. As you mentioned, Venus went retrograde back on March 4th until April 15th. And Venus is, you know, love and money. It's our core values.
It's also your home.
Yeah, it's what do you value? What makes you feel good? What makes you feel secure? What do you desire is all the Venus type things. So we're all going through a realignment. People hear us talk about Mercury retrograde 3 times a year. They get tired of hearing us talk about it. But Venus goes retrograde less than any other planet. So when it does, you really kind of want to pay attention to things that don't happen as often as other things.
And that could be breaking a relationship and going on to something new. We just had that final eclipse in February in Pisces, and that was the last of Pisces for 9 years.
Yep. And, you know, I've been joking with people because, Elizabeth, as you know, Venus's least favorite sign, what we call detriment, is Aries, and Venus is retrograde in Aries. And that's the joke with the client who comes in who says, oh, I want a relationship. And then the next day they're happy alone, or they're in a relationship and they wish they were alone. It's that push-pull. How do you balance your Aries independence needs with your Venus sharing needs?
That's true. But even if you're in a relationship, some days you just want to be alone. So you have to be careful because your emotions can trick you and they can make you think you're really feeling this. And then a couple of days later, you're not. So you really have to be careful. I think the one thing we have to keep our eye on is money. And there's something coming in politics. There's something coming, and I know it's coming by the end of the month.
Well, you know, we're already in the shadow before Mercury turns retrograde on April 9th. And you always get hints about what's coming, you know, in about the 2 weeks before that happens, of which we're there at this point in time.
Well, that'll be this next week.
You know, and we're already seeing it in politics with what does the new administration want to spend money on and what do they want to take money away from? You know, so it's a reprioritizing of values, regardless of which side of the coin you're at on politics. We're all going through a reevaluation of, you know, where do I want to spend my money and where do I want to hold on to it?
And as I said, houses. Now we have the Senate House. We have the House of Congress. We have the Supreme Court House. So we have a lot of, and the White House, we have a lot of houses going on with Venus retrograde. I also think that it might be a little slow for you real estate people. Don't be surprised if housing slows down or changes in some way. Maybe they're going to change the FEMA or something like that.
Well, and it's interesting you mentioned that because in the equinox chart, which is represents the next 3 months, the moon is in Sagittarius, which is adventurous, but at the same time, it's exactly aligned with Saturn, which is patience, go slow, be practical. So obviously that's some sort of a restructuring. And one thing we've already seen is a rise of interest rates and the promise that they're going to raise yet again before summer.
Yeah, and that affects housing. It affects everything.
Yeah, your ability to get a loan or how much it costs. And so
and construction, too.
Absolutely. And but I will still say, because it's in Sagittarius, there's still going to be growth. It just could be a little jerky because Saturn goes slow and Sagittarius wants to go 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, it also represents fire. And I was seeing more fires, unfortunately, in the areas. We've had enough of those, but I'm feeling that there might be some kind of a serious fire outbreak. I don't think it's going to be California, though.
Yeah, not with all their water this year, but I am worried about this summer, which I know we'll talk about later, when the fire element is also very strong.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. You know, we have people calling on you, Mark, for to ask a question. Do you think you could do it pretty quickly?
Sure, let's just give their...
Well, we have Brett. Brett is calling. I don't know. He's from Ohio, and his date of birth is December 17th, 1958. So let's bring Brett in. Hello, Brett.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
We're trying to. What is your question for Mark?
Okay. Well, my question for Mark is... as I've had a very strained relationship with my uncle, but he's needing assistance, and I'm wondering if he will accept my help now, and his birth date is July 3rd, 1934.
And he's pretty stubborn and persnickety, right, Brett?
Yeah, very.
You probably need to do? I'm going to answer a little bit while Mark gets you on his computer. He's got to put the chart on the computer. What a little bit that I'm feeling is that he really needs to have some love and to have some substantial feeling that somebody cares about him. Do you think you could help him feel that?
Well... You know, I've offered to help him out in the past, but he's always refused my help.
Refuses everybody's help. Let me tell you why, Brett. Older people are so afraid of losing control, and they feel if anybody helps them that they won't be in control or that they might be taken over. They also feel that it takes their power away. So it's, of course, how you do it. Being a caretaker is not that easy, as you know. What do you see, Mark? Yeah.
So two things. First, I need to throw a term at you. Brett, you're in what we call a Saturn return.
Oh, boy.
That's something that happens every 29 years. So in a sense, you're finishing up whatever you've been doing since 28 to 30 years old. And Saturn is a major restructuring. It has to do with boundaries. What is the next 29-year phase of your life?
And your responsibility.
Right. And Brett, you're kind of caught in transition because it's one of those things that in your case, you know, takes about 7-8 months to go through. It's not quick. And then in terms of the relative, his moon was in Aries. So somehow you have to talk to his emotions, not his logical being, because the fear of somebody with the moon in Aries at that position in life would be, I will lose my freedom. I'll lose my independence if I take help. So you can't talk to the logical side of them. You have to talk to the emotional side.
For example, Brett, you can't say, well, I'll pay your bills for you, but you can say, I care about you. I'm worried. I'm here if you need me. And if you need me to stay, I'll stay. Do you need me here or do you need me there? Start asking, start saying something and then make it his decision. Do you understand how to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
That's what you need to do. And take him out to dinner. He's a Cancer. He loves food.
Yeah.
Either fix him dinner or take him out to dinner when you talk to him.
Okay.
The other possibility, and I don't know what his mobility is at this age, but his Mars, which is his male warrior, male ego part of him, was in the sign Gemini. And sometimes it's easier to get a person to change their way of thinking when they're in movement. So if he's able to take them for a walk and then talk about it, that way he can't get in that fixed, rigid mode.
Brett, not on the phone. You want to see him in person. That's very important.
Okay. That's what another friend has told me, too. It's very important to see him in person. He's got very limited mobility. He had a stroke about like 13 years ago, and he still runs all his farms, and he refuses to retire.
What you need to do when you see him, Brett, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you need to sit with him and say, I know it's been difficult for you since the stroke. I think it's wonderful that you've been managing, and talk to him about his plans and listen. And then ask him things about his past that he might want to talk about and listen. And say, I'm sorry you had to go through that, or thank you for sharing. Thank you for trusting me enough to share. And the more that you talk with him, the more he's going to feel closer to you, Brett.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, his wife has been in a nursing home for a few years now with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, boy.
So he doesn't have her assistance, but, you know, I offered to help him out, run his farms back 9 years ago, and he got...
Yeah, but now you have to go back again and approach it from a kindness and your family, and you're important to me. And I've known you forever, and I think a lot of you, and that type of thing. And then listen.
Yeah.
It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out for you by the end of the year. Don't you feel that, Mark?
Well, I think something's going to work out. The thing I was going to say about him being in his Saturn return is to know what's your responsibility with him and know what's not. And that way you won't feel guilty if you can't do everything for him that you would like to do.
Right.
Because Saturn rules boundaries. And so you also need to respect his boundaries as well. But truly, as you say, Elizabeth, he'll be through this transit by the time we get to winter solstice of Saturn.
Right. And what I'm feeling, Brett, I want to tell you this just came through, that any time between May and the end of July, there's going to be something very serious that you're going to help your uncle with. And it could be something with his wife, another physical challenge with his wife or her getting weaker or whatever. You need to be right by his side and just say, I'm here for you. I will help you through this.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this real quick, and I'll probably let you go. Do you think it's kind of likely that he's going to pass away before the end of the year?
No.
You don't.
I'll say that the planet Pluto next year, 2018, is going to be on the opposite side of the sky as his Mars. And knowing he's already had stroke issues, that would be a really difficult astrological transit for somebody who's already got blood circulation problems.
Right. But he asked for this year. And I said, I did not feel that. You know why, Brett? I think you need to go through this. I think both of you need to go through this almost like a contract so that you can learn from him and he can learn from you. Anyway, thank you for calling. Let's find out. We do have somebody else waiting.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello, Andrea. We have Andrea Mark from New Jersey, and her date of birth is April 28th, 1984. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. What is your question for Mark?
My question is, so this year, what is it that I should concentrate on? I feel something happening with the romance, but I don't know if that's in fact the case.
Well, you know, you need to have more of a direct question for a mini reading. What you just asked was about an hour's reading.
But I have something direct.
Are you worried about your job?
No, I'm not so much worried about my job. It's so I have been talking with a few men recently. I'm wondering if will I need to provide a date of birth?
Well, let's look at your chart first, because that's what we have available to us. We were talking that Venus is retrograde March 4th to April 15th, and that means reviewing not just our relationships, but our beliefs and behaviors surrounding relationships. And even though you're a Taurus, you have a lot of planets in Aries, which is kind of this independent streak. So one part of you has this I want relationship, and you've got this other part that is kind of the I like my independence or freedom piece. Would that be a fair thing to say?
Absolutely.
And so that means that it's important that you attract a partner who's going to give you your space, or it's obviously going to crash and burn on you.
And I want to say something else too, Andrea. You have to trust the relationship and stop looking at the past and saying, I'm afraid it's going to be the same as the past. You have to stop doing that.
That's very true.
Pardon?
Yes, that's very true.
I know. So work on that for yourself. And maybe you need a little spiritual counseling.
And one other thing, Mercury retrograde coming up on April 9th through May 3rd is going to start in Taurus, so very near your sun. So that's you thinking about, what is my self-identity, self-esteem, self-worth? Because that needs to be very strong, because you don't want to attract a relationship from a place of weakness. And you were born with the planet Mercury retrograde. And some people tell me they do better during Mercury retrograde when they were born with the planet going backwards. And others say that's completely not true. So I don't know the answer to that one. But I know that this is going backwards over your Mercury and your Venus for the next month. So I, number one, wouldn't be rushing into new relationships under this, until after May 3rd. But it's really about reviewing your belief system surrounding relationships and your ability to communicate in relationships.
So, Andrea, you can follow up with us where you'll have more time, of course, offline, and maybe we can give you some tips on how to do that. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
We have one more mark that we can take before the station break, and that's Anne, and she's from Washington, D.C., and her date of birth is February 20th, 1956. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
How are you? Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Do you have a question for Mark?
Yeah. My mother is 84 this month, and she decided to give her property, which is worth about $600,000, to me and my brothers and sisters, to the Little Sisters of the Poor. And I was wondering, is it worth, do you think I would win if we would challenge her will?
No, I don't think you can challenge her will. It's almost impossible to do it. What you could do is change the deed to the property and have her sign it over to one of the children, and she could have life rights. That's the only way you can do it.
He won't do that, though, yeah.
Well, then you'll have to leave it be. I know that when people get older, they go through this, and they use it as a power play and as vengeance when they're not getting their own way. So, number one, How can you please her? And can you talk to her lawyer? Because if she's not in her sound mind, she can't change her will. And it takes 3 years for it to become valid.
Well,
so that's on your side.
Yes.
Pardon?
So
you're not talking into the phone.
Oh, sorry.
She's been diagnosed by an emergency room doctor with dementia, though her regular doctor...
And when was she diagnosed?
Just recently, like in the last 6 months, but her regular doctor disputes that.
It doesn't matter. She was diagnosed. And when was the will changed?
Well, a couple years ago, yeah.
She can't change her will now.
Are you serious? Well, then it can
be
challenged.
You cannot change your will once you've been diagnosed with dementia. It's against the law.
Here's the thing. Can it be challenged after she dies or even before she dies?
No, what you have to do is change the deed.
She won't do that. And by the way, if she's not in her right mind to change the deed, she won't do that.
Well, then the little sisters could challenge it, but it's more than likely that they would not do that.
Well, let's look at the astrology that's going on.
That's good.
Okay,
go ahead.
And you were born with the planet Mars, which is kind of a warrior energy, in Sagittarius. And earlier, if you were listening, we were talking about the planet Saturn is moving through Sagittarius since the fall of 2015 through the end of this year. And Saturn is patience, boundaries, discipline. It's paperwork law. And Mars is hurry up. So it has this hurry up and wait connotation going on. And the idea with Saturn is that if you're going to do anything, you've got to do the dot your I's, cross your T's. You can't rush Saturn because it's going to be sitting on your Mars through Thanksgiving at this point in time. And your moon is in Gemini, and moon represents mother in a person's chart. So Saturn's opposing that moon in Gemini that you have. And the best I could give you, I'm sorry I can't give you maybe the answer you'd love to hear, but this would be a slow, painstaking, do your research, dot your I's, cross your T's. And with Saturn, you don't always get the result you want, but a lot of times you need to go through the process is what's important.
I think the most important thing for you to do, Anne, is to see a lawyer. Have you seen a lawyer?
It's out of state, and I'm trying to find one. And I wanted it on the contingency basis, and it's a little bit hard to find a good lawyer.
You have to find a lawyer first and find out your rights in that state. That's the first step.
Yeah. And do you see that the solar eclipse in August is sitting right on my Pluto? Does that concern you at all, the astrologer?
When an eclipse hits your Pluto, there's a sentence that you have to remember. I'd like you to repeat it back to me. The law of karma is exact.
The law of karma is exact.
Okay. What do you see, Mark?
So you were born with Jupiter aligned with Pluto, so it's really landing on both of those. And Jupiter and Pluto has to do with wealth and power. You will see the Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts of the world have Jupiter-Pluto very strong in their chart. But you'll also see Mahatma Gandhi and Hitler have it too. So number one is because it's in Leo, you have to approach this whole situation from a heart perspective. In other words, keeping your heart open rather than I'm just trying to get through this thing. But number two, that could... on one level, she could leave the planet with something like that going on in your chart.
Yes, she could.
Me?
No,
no,
me?
Talking about your mother.
The mother, she's already 84. That's what I'm concerned about. It's going to mean...
And what state does she live in?
Virginia.
Can you spend some time with her?
I was going to go there in May.
That's too late. You need
Why?
To spend some time with her before the end of this month.
That's her birthday at the end of the month. You think she's going to go this month?
No, I don't think she's going to go. I think you need to go spend some time with her. You need to go and soften the relationship. You need to spend some time with her. She feels very lonely and very lost. She thinks her children don't care about her.
Well, she left everything to somebody else.
You need to go and spend some time with her. What do you see, Mark?
Well, I think that it's worth pursuing through legal and appropriate means, because Saturn does rule law, and it's... but I'll tell you, this is a process that could easily take the rest of the year.
I agree with you.
And knowing you're looking for an attorney who will do it on a contingency basis, I think you're making it harder on yourself.
She still has to find an attorney, and she should find an attorney in the county that her mother lives in.
Right. I guess I'm just kind of questioning whether, whether she'll find an attorney on a contingency basis or not with this going on.
Anne?
Yeah.
Does she have an executor of the will named?
Well, I think my sister, I have a sister that lives there.
Okay. So she's the executor of the will?
Yeah, and I could talk to her about it, but she won't know much, you know.
You need to start.
So many people go through this, and I've been through it recently with my identical twin. So I'm going to tell you two things. You need a lawyer, and you need to go spend some time with her. And don't wait. Go do it, even if it's just for a long weekend.
Okay. Thank you.
And patience.
And like Mark said, it's going to take time, right, Mark? It's going to take time, but you have to begin to put in some positive energy.
Yeah, Saturn transiting your Mars is really going to take till Thanksgiving. And that's the dot your I's, cross your T's, jump through all the proper hoops, cut no corners. And if you're willing to do that, I still can't say that it's the most favorable thing. In my mind, it's the only option you have. At this point.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm sorry to be, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be realistic.
Yep. Saturn returns are wonderful things that help us to grow, but they're painful to go through. And you always feel like it looks like a loss, but it's not. I am safe. It's only change. And what comes to you will be the right thing, because the law of karma is exact.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. And thank you, Mark, for your wonderful answers. I wanted to go on with Pluto. I was planning on talking to you about Pluto tonight, because so many people are now talking about it with relation to the August eclipse. So could you tell us a little bit more about Pluto? I know it's the karma planet, and it can bring up drudgery, but can it also bring good things?
Yeah, I think astrologers give they always go to the negative with Pluto, and it is that, but Pluto's what's hidden underneath. It rules volcanoes, for example. The beauty of Pluto is, you know what it is that's coming. It's just, for example, out where I'm at, we have Mount St. Helens. People knew it was an active volcano for 50 years. And then one day it blew up, and it changed all the rules and all the books and all the roads. And we all knew it was coming. We just, nobody knew when. And then it showed up, which is different than like the planet Uranus, which is expect the unexpected. So with Pluto, it's those deeper things we know that need to shift. But, oh, my God, we're faced with the reality of them happening. And of course, it's been in Capricorn since the fall of 2008, which is the structure. So everything you see in government arguing about taxes and health care and all those larger programs, is this Pluto and Capricorn trying to change things?
Plus the election and the destruction of corporations leaving the country and now coming back and all that type of thing. That's all Capricorn, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, infrastructure. In fact, when it first fell down, we saw the bridge in Minnesota fell down. Don Imus of the radio show got in trouble for talking badly about Rutgers basketball girls. It rules prejudice, which we've seen a lot. It rules walls, boundaries.
Oh, prejudice is big in this country.
You know, and or the wall, you know, walls in Giza or not Giza, but Gaza or Mexico.
And China.
Yeah, but
Korea's changing too. Korea's having power changes. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We have to take a station break, but Mark Dodich will be back. You can call in and ask a question if you'd like. And we have a lot more to talk about because we're going to talk about what's coming between now and June. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip, my stargazing report. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of March 20th through March 26th, 2017. For the spring equinox on the 20th, there is an abundance of action signs and the fire element. Spring is finally here. It's up to you to seize the day. It's one of 2 days of the year where the day and night are equal. This reminds us to look into our lives and make sure that they are in balance and on the right road. Four planets along with the moon are in fire signs, and that makes for a fast and busy spring. So prepare to jump on the roller coaster. Prepare for an adventure, plan to take risks, and expect new experience to explode in front of you right along the way. Passions will be heightened, be it in your personal life or political life. Between March 23rd and 26th, communication planet Mercury is making several challenging aspects to the outer planets, so allow room in your schedule for changing energies. Mercury is also in the preparatory shadow before turning retrograde on April 9th. Prepare for politics to explode and be out of control. We can also get burned by higher temperatures, gas price increases, and perhaps a romantic liaison bringing us more stress. Also, a strange and hot summer is on the way. The next 3 months shows warm moons aligned with cold Saturn, causing emotions to run hot and cold until the summer. For some, this will manifest as home and family responsibilities. A planetary pattern called a Grand Cross has been operating in Aries, Libra, Capricorn, and Cancer, our cardinal signs, for a few months now, and it continues causing stress for the next 3 months. It brings feelings that one thing sets off another thing that sets off another, almost like a cascading effect. Or it can feel like you're being pulled apart in several directions at the same time. Perhaps you'll have stress levels at work, in your family, with your children, and some of your friends all at once. Some people will continue this pulling apart action and others will be ready to start and regenerate the new you. They've been working on that for a few years. Please understand that this newness will most likely be after June 9th when Jupiter ends his retrograde period, and that's when matters will begin to settle down. Some people will feel it earlier, after Venus and Mercury are done being retrograde on May 3rd. But basically, you're balancing your sharing needs with your independent needs and your nurturing needs with your practical responsibilities. Mercury is highly active this week, March 23rd through March 26th. It hits all the points of the Grand Cross in the spring equinox. Avoid forcing your opinions on others on Thursday and give extra space to verbally abusive people. Positively, you are challenged to communicate on a kinder and deeper level. Early on Friday morning, Mercury opposes Jupiter. Communicate your higher needs in a way that people can understand them, and do not be involved with gossip or with superficial chit-chat. On Friday night and Saturday, Venus aligns with the Sun in Aries, indicating a halfway point in her retrograde cycle, which is from March 4th through April 15th. Venus is also changing from being an evening star to becoming a morning star, a more aggressive position for Venus energies in asserting your needs and desires. She moves from being an evening star to being invisible in the sky to becoming a morning star. During this transition time, Venus has her annual meetup with the Sun in Aries, where she is challenged. Not only is she invisible at the time of this meetup, but she is more into me first attitude rather than I'm sharing with you. Luckily, this energy only lasts about a week or so. Perhaps it's time to clean house, the housework of the soul, where you begin to act on your internal decisions regarding who and what is in your life now. Is it time for some changes? With the moon in soft and dreamy Pisces on Saturday and Sunday, you can support romance, movies, graceful music, and acts of compassion. So lean back, relax, close your eyes, and enjoy your dreams. Allow the stress to flow out of you as you become centered with the divine. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to ask a question or make a call, please call the 24-hour answering service, 201-934-8986. Chin up and move ahead. It's time to make waves, splatter mud, and do whatever you have to do to get to your goals. Now let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2017. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime,
and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share, to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in.
Find out, and that was Elizabeth Hepburn singing There's a New World Coming, and there certainly is, and we're going to be singing a bit of it as we get to the end of 2017. My guest tonight is Mark Dodish. He is a wonderful nationally known astrologer. He's been doing the work for years, and he knows astrology very well. I feel that Mark's gift is doing relocation astrology, but he does it all. And we're going to come back in and talk about the Grand Cross and what's coming this summer. Hi, Mark.
Hi there, Elizabeth.
And we were going to finish talking about this Grand Cross, and it lands on the full moon on April 10th in Libra.
That's correct. So when something lands on something that's already there, it's like shining a big old spotlight on it. So we're going to have the what we call cardinal or action signs. In this case, Libra relationship, Aries independence, Libra diplomacy, Aries gung-ho warrior. And that's going to be crossing Capricorn, which is rules, regulations, the whole structure. And on the other side, we have the sign Cancer, which is I want my warm and fuzzies. And so we have all these things pulling in different directions and a full moon landing on top of it. And the hard thing about it being an astrologer is, Elizabeth, as you know, the planet Uranus, we use the keywords expect the unexpected. Mm-hmm. So how do you tell people what's going on with something that's expect the unexpected?
Well, because I think that Cancer is security. And I think that what we're going to look at is changing our belief system or what we've been doing in the past with our security. For example, changing our 401k, changing the banks or the stock market, which has been great, by the way, and changing how we plan for the future. based on all of this chaos that's going on. I think people are changing and getting more cautious, don't you?
I do, and I think people are waking up to the fact that the world has changed. And, of course, there's always those who don't want it to change, but there's nothing you can do about it. It keeps on changing. And when Uranus is around, even if you don't change, your world changes around you, and then you're forced to adapt. So I would suggest this next couple of months, we're all going to have to improve our ability to be flexible and adapt, would be my suggestion.
Yeah, I think so. And, of course, the weather is going to be a part of this. Here we've had... We had 70 degrees in February, and now we're down to 40 degrees at the end of March, and it's throwing off everything, including our little flowers and our crop market. So we're going to have higher food prices.
Yeah, and that's just part of us having to learn, whether it's to go back to the old days of, what did they call them, victory gardens in the old days, or other ways to... find ways to better take care
of
themselves.
Well, people are doing community gardens, but you know what they're doing in some areas? They're putting their gardens into like hothouses so that the weather doesn't ruin them. Some people are putting them in pyramid hothouses with special glass. I think it's very future, but it just sounds so interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, and since you mentioned Pluto and Capricorn a little earlier, Capricorn actually rules agriculture in astrology, and Pluto's major transformation, so the whole way we produce our food is going to go through a change.
As long as it's not Monsanto, I can accept anything. It's got to be holistic, and it's got to be natural.
Well, that's my hope.
Yeah, of course, I feel if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I know that people are studying how to grow food next to each other because some are in harmony and some aren't. I don't think you can grow garlic next to a rose garden, for example. But yes, harmony food is fine, but changing it with chemicals doesn't sit well with me. I think there's going to be some kind of a breakthrough where that is really proven, and they're going to have to go a different route than changing everything with chemicals. They've even changed the dirt and the fertilizer. Did you know that, Mark?
I did not.
The company that Monsanto owns, I believe, is Miracle-Gro. So you have to use Miracle-Gro soil, Miracle-Gro nutrients, and if you don't, your plants will die. And that seems very strange to me. So I've been buying only organic, but I live near the Amish people in Pennsylvania, so I'm very lucky in that sense. But the world isn't doing it this way.
Well, and just with this thought of the Grand Cross that we're talking about, it's how do opposing philosophies find a way to work together, whether that's in politics or whether that's in how do we produce food for, our large population of people?
Right. When Venus comes out of retrograde, it's funny, it comes out on the 15th of April, which is income tax day. Do you think that it's going to bring forth a new way of buying houses or maybe getting mortgages or something? Is there going to be something new and different about housing?
Well, I know that they're trying to figure out the problems, and during a retrograde, you're actually trying to come up with solutions. You're not necessarily carving them into stone or know what those solutions are going to be. But I think people's values surrounding houses is what's really changing. For example, the small micro houses and things of that nature that are becoming popular.
Yeah, they are.
As an example. And so I think people's way of looking at how they live and how much stuff they own is going through a change.
Right. The hoarding people have to get a handle on that, I'm sure. But I also think that more people are going to start to rent instead of own so that they'll keep transient.
Well, I will tell you,
after you get a certain age, after you get past 50 or 60, no sense in buying a house anymore.
I've seen several clients sell their houses and go to an apartment because they very much wanted to not have to deal with the maintenance and all of that anymore.
Yeah, and that's true. The taxes.
I'll tell you is, you know, as you mentioned, I do the relocation astrology, the astrocartography earth lines. And this past winter, my quantity of that particular reading has really spiked. And now I do a lot of them regularly, but when they spike, it's a sign to me that a lot of people are going to be on the move this summer.
Yeah, and you had that, I think, just before 2008, didn't you have that pattern?
Yeah, periodically it will spike, and then sometimes it's just weather-related, like New England gets pelted with snow, all the people in New England want to move the next summer.
Of course, but, now it was your area that got pelted, and that's not normal for your area, isn't that true?
Oh, gosh, it was a tough winter this year. The sunshine today, everybody's happy, so... the rain comes back tomorrow.
Let's talk about, we are advancing towards the summer solstice and the August eclipse. We need to think about closing down, but I'd like to talk about a little bit about the solstice and the eclipse.
Well, summer solstice has the planet Mars involved with Pluto and Jupiter, and that there's a nice interpretation and a not so nice interpretation. A not so nice one could be things like earthquakes. Mm-hmm. And the nicer would be taking action to bring a higher philosophy into your world, but having to let go of what you're done with in order for that higher philosophy to come forth.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then the other issue is the August 21st solar eclipse is a total solar eclipse. It starts here out in the northwest, comes across the country, down D.C. and the Carolinas. And whenever eclipse comes directly overhead, it has a greater impact on the path of the eclipse for the United States. Now, running a chart for next August 21st, rather, a lot of fire elements. So I'm worried about a fire season.
We had one last year, and it doesn't have to. Well, it would be here because it's going across the country, because I know that when Australia had an eclipse like this go across their country, they had terrible bonfires.
Yeah, droughts and bonfires and a feast or famine, so to speak. Either places have too much water or no water. And of course, you know, this eclipse lands at the very end of the sign Leo, which means that it lands on Donald Trump's ascendant, how he projects himself to the world. It lands on the Saturn, which is the authority figure of North Korea. It lands on Putin's chart. It lands on India and Pakistan's chart.
Well, India and Pakistan, I think, are going to come to a head pretty soon. I had predicted that if anything happened that was nuclear, it would begin in India and Pakistan. Of course, we're all hoping that that never happens. And people have been talking about it for years, so I'm not predicting it's going to happen. But I was being concerned because of all this energy.
Well, that and the countries of Israel and Palestine both have planets at the end of Leo, too. So it's going to be an interesting summer.
Yeah, it is. Very but active.
The nice part to leave people with is Leo's about opening your heart. And so there'll be the opportunities for us to open our hearts, step into leadership, be creative, bring our passions into the world, have more fun as Leo. So there's a good side to it, too.
It's also new babies, Mark.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Children and new babies. Yeah. And maybe we're going to be focusing on schools because the education is changing.
Yeah, and I think that's obviously that's needed. And a new vision is needed.
Well, we certainly do have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why a lot of people are disagreeing with it, because it does bring in change and people have trouble with change. So what do you see for the solstice? Do you see positive things in June?
Well, I do. It's just it's a little bit complicated. If you look at the planets and you ran a chart, you'll see that they're scattered all over the place. And that means a little bit here, a little bit there. And so what you'll see is people... I don't want to say that their lives are going to be scattered, but they're going to have a lot of different pieces going on at the same time and trying to figure out, kind of similar to that grand cross, how do you put all the pieces of your life together into one working whole so that you're not running around like the chicken with the head cut off?
Well, some people can. You know, I know people that I've been giving readings to lately that are having difficulty in every area, children, job, money, relationships, parents. We heard some of that tonight. And when you get it from all the areas, then you have something else called stress, which affects your health.
And I know it's hard on people, but I also have to recognize that all the fears that are bringing up to the surface that we see in the news and places, and I know you look and you say that's a bad thing, but the truth is that stuff's been festering inside of people for a long time, and the only way to get it out is to bring it to the surface. The issue is finding a healthy way to bring it out rather than
rage.
yeah, exactly.
And danger. But that's absolutely true. Mark, I do want you to give out your website and phone number for people to reach you.
So my website is astromark.us, astromark.us. And the Spring Equinox newsletter just got uploaded, so they can download it from astromark.us. Or I'm out in the Pacific time zone, 503-252-1558. astromark.us.
And the readings that you give besides relocation are what? I know you do
the standard natal reading, which goes through all of the changing cycles and the issues of each person's life.
Through a year you do that.
Yeah, I do the esoteric, what's called a 7-ray reading, which is more of a soul purpose-based astrology. I do astrology for businesses. I do relationship compatibility. So, you know, I've been doing this like you for an awful long time. So there's
and he's excellent with relationships. If you guys want to know about soulmates, you can see it in the astrological chart. That's where you look. So why don't you do your website one more time?
So that would be www.astromark.us.
Mark, this has been wonderful. I'm sure you'll be back with us in June, probably around the 20th. And we'll set that date. I'm thrilled you were here. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thank you.
And we are now out of it. Out of time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we're going to have Frank St. James, and he will be here to answer your psychic questions. He's wonderful, and he absolutely loves to work with everybody. Frank will be here next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. We are about to go into the meditation. And the meditation tonight is the first time that I played it, is Ascension and the Circle of Light Attunement. This is the new way of clearing yourself so that you can bring in that which you desire. Ascension, the Circle of Light Attunement. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Find Out. I'll see you next week, and good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation, Ascension Attunement, Connecting with the Infinite Light, with music by Richard Schulman. Please be comfortable sitting in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. You may lie down on the bed if you'd like, as long as your legs are uncrossed. As you begin to take 3 deep breaths, feel yourself connecting with your 8th chakra, about 8 feet above your crown chakra. And then feel your inner channel open to receive the amber light, the light of power and love of the divine, which is now available to you to tune into, as the 4th level of your aura is open for you to connect with. This vibration will cleanse, elevate, and renew your personal vibration to bring healing to your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual being, to activate and bring forth your highest potential, to empower you to begin to manifest and co-create, and to elevate you energetically. Now you will link directly with the divine energies of the 5th dimension, which awakens your psychic gifts, your spiritual abilities, your subtle senses, to perceive intuitively, to psychically know how to bring about blessings in your life
and the space you live in now. Allow yourself to breathe and focus within to the heart chakra. Drop your thoughts down to the center of your heart. Quiet your mind and open your heart. Tune into the yellow gold light. Now, reach your focus upward to the 10th chakra, whose color is amber, in the new heart center of the universal body, which is above the 8th chakra. Begin to build your inner circle of light above you and connect it to the light that flows below. Imagine all of the light particles in the area around you are gathering along your spinal column. Feel your spine filling with this amber-yellow light. Visualize a connection from your heart center up to the 10th chakra. It's an arc of light in front of you, beginning at the heart chakra in the center of your body. Arch it out in front of you and reach it up to the 10th chakra above the 8th chakra. Feel that connection. Take a deep breath. Connect. Continue to breathe in and relax. Now bring the arc down behind you, entering your spine at the heart chakra. Allow the light from the fifth dimension, the 10th chakra, to pour into this present time and space, into your body, to illuminate you, to elevate your vibration, to illuminate your being, to bring all the blessings of the divine light into the present time, into your present place, into your physical body. Continue to flow with this circle of light. This is the location where you can solve all of your emotional problems slowly and through divine right action. Continue to breathe and relax. Now put a thought into this circle of light. Visualize a problem, an upset you have been working with on your level of life. See it, then release it. Ask for it to heal. Then see or visualize the outcome that you desire. If you get a blank, it's okay. It's simply the energy is beginning to work for you and to resolve this issue, to bring it into balance. You may see some other colors appear within this field of light. Sit with this energy. Stay in it as long as you feel comfortable. You want the colors to eventually meld into the amber yellow. Then you will know the problem is healed. Be okay with any result you receive, because sometimes it takes more than one meditation to bring things into balance. This is because all has to line up harmoniously, including everyone else concerned, their hearts, their minds, and their body. Now let the amber light expand beyond your physical body to fill the entire room. Let the light grow through awakening your spirit, through filling yourself with light. You know that all things are made possible. Your gifts are awakened. Your past life lessons and talents are revealed. Your highest and greatest path is paved before you. Your next step is illuminated. Allow it. Allow it. Allow your heart to open and allow your vibration to lift and rise. Strands of light are entering in this time to you, into your space, into your area, to elevate, to heal, to inspire, and to uplift. You are receiving direct attention from each of the guides and angelic realms who make up the circle of light. The guides, angels, and ascended masters who are most in alignment with your unique needs, wants, desires, and intention. They step forward now to support you. So your entire council of light beings surround you in an immense circle of light. Within this circle are your inner circle of guides and angels, of ascended ones, of ascended beings, who can most serve you on your path to ascension. Feel yourself step forward. You are in the center, and each of these guides reaches out, placing their hands on your crown chakra and placing their hands upon you wherever needed for healing. This is not a weight for you to carry, but rather quite the opposite. As each guide places their hands on your body, you are lifted higher. You shine brighter. Your inner light is activated, and your highest potential is revealed. You are able to embody the divine qualities that each of these masters carry within their heart, within their vibration, and they are willingly and fully giving this gift of divine frequency to you now, as their light, as their elevated vibration, as divine love is transferred with their hands, now placed on your shoulders. This is an initiation of sorts. Accept it. Accept a transfer of light, a ceremony of awakening for you as you ascend and move in the direction of becoming ascended yourself. You are entering into your fully ascended state, your fully awakened state, your illuminated state. The universal body is moving and merging into this physical form, into this very body that you are in now. You now melt into the golden triad of light, which, when fully developed and strengthened, will walk with you on a daily basis. And so, with the outer circle and the entire council of light and the inner circle of your ascended guides, angels, and masters around you, let yourself relax. Breathe and open to the beauty, bliss, and light that is present here. Know that you are bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Begin to see a sliver of aqua surrounding the outer part of your circle of light. The new ray of aqua, opening the heart and raising the consciousness to that unconditional love. Divine qualities, blessings, and frequencies merge with your physical being, so you are less focused on yourself as separate, as physical, and are now tuned into your awareness of the oneness with all. From this state of being, this elevated state of vibration, feel your connection with the entire circle of light and the council of loved ones who are present. Feel your connection with the earth and the sky and the cosmos. Feel the vastness of your spiritual essence. Experience the magnificence of your life, the potential you have as a spiritual being walking in a physical form. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Become aware of yourself, of your infinite light and power, which lifts you now, which embraces you now, which nurtures your energy now, which heals your body now, which rejuvenates your soul now, which reveals to you the truth of all you are. For when you open your heart, when you ascend in this way, you are able to feel, sense, know, see, and experience your oneness with the earth, the sky, your angels, your guides, some of your ancestors, your ascended masters, and all that is. With all this vast energy, which expands so far beyond this present place and time, imagine this infinite light being compressed down into the area of your spinal column, empowering you to shine brightly. Live in your high vibrational life. Awaken, aware, inspire to co-create, to live vibrantly well, to love, to fully ascend, to fully anchor your blessed higher self, your universal body, into your divine presence and spiritual being, and bring all this into this moment, here and now, and vow to carry the light with you, moving forward, moving into your earth day. Breathe. Become aware. Breathe. Return to love. Breathe. Breathe. Shine with the light, becoming fully aware of all that you are. With the heart, the head, and the hand, the ascended masters wish you well. Good night.